Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 omgqibelo mhla ka 10 ngoZibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle kumagumbi amane womhlaba lapho lingali khona olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukuxotshwa kwababethumbe iplazi emazowe kudala inkulumo. Isixwayiso sikahulumende sokuthi abathengisa amafutha ezimota kunye labalemota ezithwala uzulu behlise imbadalo sizalandelwa na. Kwezemidlalo sikhangelela amalungiselelo amaqembu enguqu kwimidlalo yezigaba ezijiyeneyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Ukuxutshwa kwababethumbe iplazi elithiwa Manzowu Farm emazowe sokudale inkulumo abanye bebuza ukuthi kungakutshengisa na ukuthi labo ababethumbe amaplazi indawo zonke zelizwe sebezaxotshwa mahlayana kusina izulu na. Imuli ezixotshwe kuleli plazi lemazowe ziyedlula amakhulu amabili. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ye, ikho sasihlala sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi nxa ukhangelane le mpahla eqondane le ndawo elinywayo amaplazi kufanele kube le ncwadi ethiwa ngama-title deeds. Yona incwadi evimbezelayo ukuthi ungathathelwa iplazi kumbe insimu. Nxa kuthiwa khona babengena benikwa ama-offer letters lama-farming license kabakwanisa ukuthi bavinjelwe. Kodwa isekelo sombuso yitho sithi sona uhulumende engazuza ithuba uyakwanisa ukuthathele iplazi. Lo thathayo lo umama uMgabeli uGrace Mgabe asiko kubhaliweyo isekelo sombuso.
Kanti kodwa khona kuliqiniso na ukuthi nguye unkosikazi Mgabe ofuna ukuthatha leli plazi?
Into yakhona phela njengoba umnikazi wakho ingazanga kakhulu mekhathesi nje ukukhuluma amaphephandaba. Nxa kungazanga kuchasiswe, abantu nje ababhalayo bathi bona kulekuqala laphana esavakavakasha ehlangana labantu esithi uFortune Chas wayemvimbela ukuthi athathe indawo yokulima kumbe yokusebenzisa. So kukhanya ukuthi njengoba sewaxotshwa uFortune Chas, kutho ukuthi abantu bakhona laba ababevele beseplazini yibo ababevinjelwa bencediswa ngu-Fortune Chas ukuthi bengaphumi ngoba bake bahamba kumthethwandaba. Kutho ukuthi engxenye liqiniso lakhona ngoba sebeqondanisa indaba yokuxothwa kukachas lekuxothwa kwabantu bakhona eplazini.
Manje pho nxa sikhangela okwenzakalayo kuyatshengisa na ukubana yikho okuzayenzakala kwezinye njalo indawo zelizwe?
Angikholwa ukuthi kuze ngoba phela njengoba isithuthi isekelo sombuso sithi sona nxa uhulumende efuna ukuthatha uyathatha. Kodwa laba abakhona laba bayakwanisa ukuthi bahambe kumthethwandaba bayakuthi hhayi iplazi leli alithathwa lithathwa uMrs Mgabe alithathwa nguhulumende. Kuthi abanye abakhona laba bayakwanisa ukuthi babavimbele ukuthathelwa ngobudlwangudlwangu wenzani ukusebenzisa ama-offer letter. Kodwa lokho nje njemakuthi akuncedi lutho ngoba uhulumende uyakwanisa ukuthi yena hayi ithi esithathayo.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ocubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseHarare. Umphathintambo wezamandla umnumzana Samuel Undenge ulaye abathengisa amafutha ezimota ukuthi behlise intengo yawo kusukela ngeviki ezayo ngolwesine. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi imbadalo yempahla enengi kunye le mbadalo yemchova kuzamele yehle. Kodwa umnini wemchova umnumzana Lehloho Nolo Mkwena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kuzaba nzima ukuthi behlise limbadalo.
andiyabona kathi esemjoveni sebefuna thina sethu sama-prizes. I-oyili yayenda kudala from $100 per barrel to $51 I think per barrel. But people yaba ama-garage veloko besithengisela ishwele ngemali edurayo. Vele ama-overhead cost ethu baningi kakhulu. Vele kathesi abantu ukusurviva basurviva nzima. I think nxa ukuthi khona ipetrol iyayehla engxenye lathi kungasincedisa ukuthi singabe sibe ngcono mbijana in terms of imali engenayo esikhwameni. But nevertheless, njengoba kathesi ukhangele ukuthi nje ngesikhathi ungakazofika ekhaya ekhaya phela kathesi onye traveling for instance nxa usuka koBulawayo siye eGwanda mhlobo usuka eBulawayo siye eGwanda kule roadblock emguza kule roadblock emachitinding ethizeni less than 7 meters apart kule roadblock edanger kule roadblock esigodini kule roadblock e-Woodland kule roadblock emawabeni embalabala before Gwanda ukuyomala about 7 roadblocks bonke laba bebehambe kudingela amacala bonke and then emveni of the day vele ufika vele ungasela mali anjeo that is the problem esilayo yonaiwe operating like before whereby sometimes you operate uqeda iziki ungani kangetiketi ngapha kungcono
ye okokuthi manje nxa ukhangele ubona ungani alisoze lenelise ukuthi lehlise imbadalo
kuyaba kunzima ukuthi lehlise imbadalo ngoba kanivele indlela esiphila ngayo esisurviva ngayo inzima kakhulu futhi uyakhalkulate isiwele esithelwayo umuntu for example I'll give you an example eGwanda Road. EGwanda Road to Gwanda to Bulawayo umuntu ubhadala $5 abantu begradia bathola abantu abangu-10 or 11 which is $50 i-$50 you are not guaranteed ukuthi khona abantu abathole from Bulawayo bonke babe ngu-11 abaya eGwanda some of them babedrophe endleleni abama-$3 $2 at the end of the day ukuthi khona i-$50 yakhona nileka awuyenzanga and then nxa uzuphenduke engxenye UMT uyakungela mali oyenzile ngabe uthela ifuel vele almost yonke yahle iyalihambe kufuel ukuthela ifuel $35 bese ungathela $30 usangale kuyi $20 ukabhadala like egwandeni you have to pay i-municipal i-$5 i-ranking fee i-tollgate $2 and then at the end of the day phela kuyaba ungasela mali.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Lehlono Lomgwena umnini wemchova ubekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 ekwabulawayo. Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezaphiwa ama permit oxolo aphelelwe isikhathi ngomphalakazi nyakenye athi seze sihluleka ukuthola imali yabo emabhanga njengoba amabhanga esithi bazathola imali yabo sebelama permit amatsha okungaziwa ukuthi bazawathola nini. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Uhlelo lokutholisa izalwane zeZimbabwe ama permit amatsha phansi kohlelo lweZSP seluphenduke lwaba imbedi mehlwana kwabanenge. Nyakenye uhulumende weSouth Africa wazise ukuthi abeZimbabwe abaphiwa ama-permit e-DZP ngo-2010 kufanele bafake izicelo zokuthola amanye amatsha kungakapheli umpalakazi ka-2014. Waphinde wamemezela njalo ukuthi ama-permit abo wonke azaphelelwa isikhathi ekupheleni kwampalakazi ngo-2014 ngesikhathi besalindele ukuphiwa amatsha. Lokhu ke yikho kanye osekudale uhlupho olukhulu kwabaningi. AbeZimbabwe laba bathi amabhanga asesala kubapha imali yabo ngoba besithi umthetho wezemali kawuvumi ukuthi kube lo muntu othatha loba kufaka imali ebhanga engelancwadi esemthethweni zokuba selizweni. Umnumzana washimabizela uthi uye ebhanga ngemva kokwephuka kwekhadi lakhe lebhanga uthi ke uthe ebatshengisa ipasipoti yakhe bathi kangeka luthole usizo kuze kube yileso sikhathi iphemithi yakhe entsha isiphumile.
Ibank card lami limotshekile lidabukile so ngihambe ngayo ebhenki ngithi ngiyolungisisa indaba yekhadi yona le. Ngifika kona le i-tailor ithi ngeke bakwazi ukungisiza because i-permit yami se-expire. Wathi umthetho we-banking industry e-South Africa akumelanga usizo anything in banking industry ma i-permit yakho expire. So bathi ngilinde i-permit then sengizobuya ngilungise.
Umnumzana Peter Ndlovu yena uthi ibhanga lakhe lihle lavala ibhuku lakhe lemali kwathiwa lizavulwa nxa isele permit entsha. Uthi kumthwalise nzima ukuthi imali yakhe ivalelwe phakathi njalo akasakwazi ukuthi enze njani.
Imali ukuthi ngithole kuzothatha isikhathi lo lapho kuzalungela khona i-permit. Emsebenzini ukusebenza sasebenza kodwa bafuna incwadi zilunge okuyikuthi ma kuziqhubeka zingalunganga lo msebenzi ungenze kuphela.
umnumzana Mabizela yena uthi ebhanga bathi angakwenza ukuthatha imali yakhe esebenzisa uhlelo lobulenjini beinternet okuyinto angakaze ayenze kanti laleyo internet akalayo emzini wakhe.
Bathi uma ngifuna ukudraw imali yakho na ngimele ngenze internet banking, which is very difficult and very risky because anginayo, so kumele ngiye kuma internet cafe. Yiko lokho ngithi ku dangerous because ngiyafika ngale bagcine ba jonje.
Imizamo yokuthola impendulo kugaja lwendaba zasekhaya ibingakaphumeleli ngesikhathi sokwethulwa kwaloludaba emoyeni, kodwa impendulo ebiphiwe lolugaja kunyanga ezedluleyo yikuthi luza khulumisana laba mabhanga. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Le balaleli yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sivela ngapha kweVoice of America lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 4930 5940 la ku 15455 kilohertz lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku internet ku kele ethi www.studio7news.com. okwamanje ke sengilichiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu oluphathelane labesifazana, lilami owenu usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla sixoxa lo nkosikazi Pretty Mnyando, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Action Support Center elwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela uhlelo lwethu Mamnyando.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sizakhuluma ngesiNdebele. Umbuzo wami oqala ngokuthi abesifazana khona ngapha beZimbabwe libabona besenza njani, bayalungisa yini labo amaphepha abo njengabanye?
Yes, bona bayalungisa kodwa hayi bonke, ngoba abaningi bangkhona abazange baphasiphethe ngo-2010. So manje it's very difficult for them ukuthi bakwazi ukuapply manje because it's only those who aba-apply ngo-2010 abakwazi ukuthi ba-apply manje.
Khonele ngathi ingxaki okungani kubisela besifazana emuva okwedlula besilisa kuyini bengasukumeli phezulu.
Ngibona ngani inkinga ekhona manje abantina khathesi ebantina ababuya eZimbabwe bangomama ukuthi abaningi bakhona baze bengana maphepha. So I think ingxaki enkulu esihlangana layo because ungathola kunabanye abaningi la eMethodist, I'm sure you have heard ukuthi bayamuva laphana and mawuzama ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungabanceda kanjani. I-challenge ile ukuthi mabeza abaningi bangkhona bathe mabesiza la eSouth Africa baze benganazo izincwadi eziphelele, so kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi bakwazi uku-applya amaphepha alungileyo ngalesi sikhathi.
Sesikhangela indlela abahlezi ngayo abesifazana bahlezi njani khona ngapho eSouth Africa bayithola imisebenzi.
Abaningi kukhona laba abeza kudala kunesikhathi bangcono-ke bona basemakhishinini and then abanye bayasebenzela ukudayisa ezitradeni. Abanye njalo inkinga ekhona kwabanye yilaba abasezitradeni bephethe ingane encane. Abaningi bakhona balapha etown eCity of Joburg and I think there is someone which we don't know yet asikabemazi ukuthi ubani olida le group of abomama uhamba ebashiya ezitradeni like kuma robots uyabona nengane to beg, which is into engibona ukuthi leyo i-challenge enkulu esifesana nayo kubomama lana in South Africa and inzima kakhulu ukuthi siyithekele kanjani right now. I think ibuhlungu kakhulu ukubona umama the whole day kuchisa ehleli estradini encenga ecela ebantwini ukuthi bakwazi ukumnikeza imali or ukudla.
Ukuthi abantu ababenza njalo bazabe bezabathathela ingxenye yaleyo mali.
Kubukeka kanjalo ukuthi ukhona umuntu onguye baphethe njalo whatever leyo abayitholayo lapho banikeza lo muntu something inyana, ngoba parenge ekuseni uyahamba lo muntu ebadropa kulezo zindawo uyabona in the evening aze futhi azobaphika kulezo zindawo aye nabo, you know, lapho abahlala khona. Also nendawo abahlala kiyo it's not indawo ekahle ukuthi ungakhulisa khona ingane kuhlale khona abantu abangomama kahle, you know, is inzima kakhulu nje mangicabanga ngayo nje ngipicture lapha ngisela namazi.
Kodwa lina umsebenzi wenu inhlanganiso yenu yalinika yini amandla ukuthi libalande labo mama libabuze kumbe lixoxisane lamapolisa ngalolu daba?
Khona kukhonzima siyazama ngempela, but uyabona ukuthi into ekhona angazi ukuthi ngasebenzisa uphumzekeliso we ukuthi umuntu masekajwayele ukwenza into and yaba part of i-character yakhe, kwabona bacabanga ukuthi akuna ngenye indlela. So sinokuya laphana sizama ukuxoxisana nabo, sizama ukuthi bakhitshwe kule ndawo. I remember ukuthi khona last year sometime khona abanye esibatholele imisebenzi emakhishini ukuthi at least mabesebenza emakhishini kuzobe kungcono, bakwazi ukugcina bahlale nabantwana endaweni ehlanzekile, uyathola. But labo mama bayabuyela back bayestradini, uyathola. So angazi ukuthi kusho ukuthi science be nama program we kufanele sitshintshe i-mindset yabo kumanje, because I think they've done it for too long okwamanje, and angazi, it's just a big challenge. And into ekhona futhi elusizi ukuthi akekho abekho baningi abantu abangomama abazimisele ukuthi baye on the ground, ama-organization amaningi. Only few like abo Mama Joyce, nabo Jenetti, and abanye abafunyana nje abo mama abazimisela abahambayo really on the ground and really tackle issues, uyabona. And ama resources futhi abayinkinga ukuthi at times as NGOs asinawo la ama resources amaningi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi senze lezo isifiso esifuna ukuzenza, ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sikhiphe labo mama kuleyo nkinga abanayo.
Sibongile ukuxoxa lawe.
Thank you so much.
Sibonge unkosikazi Pretty Mnyando, isiphathamandla se Action Support Center, inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu kwele South Africa. Asihlanganeni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo olufanayo lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami owenu uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Sibonge ke uSithandekile Mhlanga obesipha ke uhlelo lwethu labesifazane, njengoba elichilo ke lilalele ngeviki ezayo. Kwezemidlalo ke lamhlanje, ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka amaqembu amaningi akuzigaba ezijeneyo zomdlalo wenguqu aphakathi kwamalungiselelo okulolonga amaqembu, kukhethwa abadlali abanye bethengwa njalo labaqeqetshi bekhethwa. Sixoxe lomlandeli wenguqu uCassius Jesus Manampofu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngamalungiselelo emidlalo yalonyaka.
Ya njengeqembu elikhulu isikhangelele khonokho, ithenze khona manje ikhomba khonokho ukuthi bakhange labo njengabakhokheli be-team enkulu njengale ndasi bazama ukuthi bajabulisa abasuku babo ngoba bevanga kuthi inyaka edlulele. So lo nyaka ngokuza kwamakhothi amatha kungaba isithengiselo esithe sokuthi labo bakhange ukuthi kube yisizini enhle kakhulu kujabulisa abasekeli babo.
Ngapho ke kwele South Africa khona isizini uyibona njani yalo nyaka?
Hey, lonyaka ngapha kunzima kanti iTFC iyahamba nikhofa ngazi uma ngaba khona ama-team njengoba lezizibhekile zilisele Nations Cup net masovula Nations Cup ngaba khona ongathinde kodwa kala TFC khanyizibambe esidukweni ngaqhubeka idlala ngendlela edala ngayo ngathi izoyithatha iligi kasenamagame amaningi ngoba ithimela njala isekudeni kakhulu.
Lo ke nguCassius Jesus Manampofu, umlandeli wezemidlalo yenguqu, bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Dadago nke kwato kagadakwa ogenede umunwanya na miali eburugbago eburugbada aha remix Mr. Flavor Bunny Dance Hard and a shower remix. I know what do you go for you.
Oh, Mr. Flavor isigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani kasikhangele besilakho lamhlanje. Ukuxotshwa kwababethumbe iplazi emazowe kudala inkulumo. Isiqwayiso sikahulumende sokuthi abathengisa amafutha ezimota kunye labale mota ezithwala uzulu behlise imbadalo kuzalandelwa na? Siludgiba ke lapho uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, lilale.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.